Time now for another Future Stocks video interview. And my guest today is Blake Rutherford. Blake, just finishing a workout out near out in California, getting ready to go to a spring training here pretty soon. Blake, kind of switched the days on you. So thanks for being flexible. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You just said you're out getting a workout in. We'll get back to the alternate site in Schaumburg and kind of what you're looking forward to, you know, coming up. But, I mean, workout-wise, what have you been doing? I mean, has it been – I mean, it's been a little different, obviously, since there was no season last year. What have you kind of focused on this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll talk about kind of the alternate site in Schaumburg and what happened there. But just been trying to kind of build on the way I felt out there. Made some good adjustments and felt really good leaving there, and just tried to carry it into the off season and continue to work on my strength, my power, and my speed. And I didn't want to come back too heavy, but just want to come back feeling like the right weight and have the right amount of strength. And I feel like heading in to the season and in spring training, I feel right kind of where I want to be.
You had mentioned who you were working out with. What are some things that you've kind of learned from? I mean, you can tell the people who you're working out with, but what are some of the things that you have kind of learned from him? And whether it be, you know, mental, physical, you know, on the field, just, I guess, kind of learning from someone like that. I mean, that's got to be pretty awesome and a big help.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a lot of help. I mean, obviously, I've been working out with Christian for a while, and during these times, there's not a lot of places to go, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to work out with him still and just kind of learn from him. Obviously, last year was an interesting year for everyone, and just kind of talking to him about his last year and the mental side of stuff and just trying to work through everything and work on my own things I need to work on. But it's always great to bounce stuff off of him and kind of understand his look on things and the way he sees what might be happening to me. Not only with my swing and the physical stuff of baseball, but the mental side, but also just being around him. Obviously, he's a long track record of being a really good player and will continue to be a great player. So just kind of learn how he takes things and to see his work and the progression across the offseason, getting ready for the spring training and the regular season for him too.
Let's go back to Schaumburg last August, July, August, September, whatever. I got to see a couple of your guys' workouts. I mean, I was talking to who was I talking to? I think it was Vaughn or something like that. And then I was talking with Brennan Davis of the Cubs, and you know, just kind of, you know, you guys can only do so much. I mean, obviously, because you're facing the same guys over and over, and I mean, you kind of, it's definitely not a game, but it's also more than nothing. So, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was. It was a great experience as far as getting to be around, obviously, a group of players and. You're around them every day, and you got to be careful about what you're doing and what you're doing, like at your apartment or at the hotel, and so you just kind of get close with the people that are there and get to form a better bond with them, because you're only really allowed to be around them. So I mean, that was great to meet a lot of new guys and get closer with them and grow friendships, but also the fact of just kind of learning the day in and the day out and being able to face those type of guys. I mean, being able to face the arms that were there. I mean, all those guys are amazing and have great talent, and there's a reason why they were there too. So in a way, we weren't able to have like full real games and stuff, but being able to get at bats off of those guys every day was really good for me, and being able to face those arms and just kind of mix and match. And obviously you see them more than once and more than twice sometimes, but they see you more than once or twice too, so you're obviously just trying to find things to get an edge on the other person. So it was pretty competitive when it came to that.
Another thing, I guess, from the Schaumburg site or situation or whatever you want to call it, you know, some guys, you know, a quick little rehab as well. I know Tim Anderson was there, and a couple of these other guys, Nomar was there. And I know you've talked to these guys before, and you've seen them in Arizona and stuff like that. But what did they kind of bring to the atmosphere as well? Some of the guys that
it's great to be around all those guys. I mean, like, there's obviously a lot of guys that weren't even just rehabbing, but there who had been in the big leagues for a while and had that experience and were able to share little things here and there. And also guys that were rehabbing, like T.A. Rodon was there. I mean, just like a bunch of different guys that have had great success and are great players, and you can learn little things here and there, even without talking to them, just by watching them, watching how they approach the game, watching how they take care of their work. And obviously they're all great guys and ready to help whenever they needed or however they needed with the younger players that were there, or me, for instance, too. And so it was great. It was great to be able to face some of those pitchers while they were coming back, and also to just be around some of the hitters and watch their bats and watch how they like get ready to go back up to help the major league team.
I'm sure you're tired of talking about, you know, what you've learned, you know, this and that, and you're just ready to play baseball again, play games, and just get some sort of, you know, life for everyone is not normal, obviously, but some level of being normal, I guess, when you get to spring training. I mean, what are you most excited about?
Yeah, just excited, obviously, to be around all the guys again and to just play games. Obviously, just want to play baseball and compete. And Schaumburg, I was fortunate enough to be able to go out there. And there was, there wasn't full games, but we were able to compete day in and day out and get at bats. And you know, it was the best I've really felt at the plate was out there and just making little adjustments. And I feel like I was able to tap into some things I've been trying to get into and put some good at-bats together across the board. And I was really happy with how I left there. So it was more of just a excitement going into the offseason, getting ready to continue to try and to get that feel that I had out there and carry it along for the rest of my career.
So what have you been doing in your free time? I mean, obviously, outside of baseball stuff, you know, you mentioned.
Not a whole lot. I mean, just – obviously, California being out here for a majority of the time, it was shut down a lot. And that's fine with everything going on. I was just kind of worrying about just taking care of my business, working out, hitting. But I mean, just kind of been hanging out with the family, watching a lot of sports. I've been golfing a little bit this offseason, getting into that. Just one of like the safer places I feel like to go out and just get some fresh air and play some golf. But other than that, it's been kind of a low-key off-season. Just didn't really go anywhere, didn't travel anywhere, just took it easy, did my workouts, did my hitting, and getting prepared to head out to Arizona this week.
The consensus I've heard from like Tyler Johnson and some of these other guys is Andrew Vaughn is the best golfer on the team. I know his dad is a pro and stuff. Is this – can you second that? Have you played Andrew? What can you tell me about that?
I have played with him. He is a good golfer. I have played with him. He can hit the ball a mile. I do have to say I haven't, I guess, played with him, but I have heard stories and from teammates and gone to Topgolf in the past with Gavin Sheets, and I know he is unbelievable at golfing. Like crazy, crazy good golfer. So I'll have to see him play eventually to confirm. But I did play with Andrew. He's really good at golf. But I think it might be a close battle with Sheets. I mean, I know Sheets can definitely play some good golf for sure. I haven't seen any other guys play, but just between those two, they're pretty good, both of them. But I think Sheets is pretty good at golf too.
So they're both better than you? Or, I mean, where do you?
Oh yeah, for sure, both better than me. I mean, I can definitely putt better than everybody.
Okay.
I mean, I love to play mini putt putts. So I just always say I'm the best at putting. But I've definitely gotten better from where I started by a long shot, like way better. But definitely way better than me for sure.
Blake, you said you're getting ready to go to Arizona here pretty soon, and you obviously want to get back around the team and stuff. What's something that you've been working on? You know, you said you made some tweaks, you were able to tap into a few things. What's something, I guess, specific that you're ready to just, you know, you want to see the live pitching, you want to see different guys and get into games. What's one thing that you kind of worked on that you're ready to say, hey, you know, I've been working on this, I want to see how it translates?
Yeah, I mean, just my swing, continuing to work on my swing. I mean, I didn't really make any huge changes, but just like a little changes here with like just my like load or some things I do with my hands, not anything crazy, but just being more aggressive too. I mean, out in the alternate side, I felt like I came out from the first at bat, first pitch, kind of ready for anything, ready for the fastball, and I tried not to miss it. So obviously it's going to be adjustment period. Pitchers, I mean, all the pitchers have great stuff, and I mean, got to get the timing back and everything, but I'm ready to continue to translate that swing and hopefully continue to make little adjustments here and there to continue to grow and become better and more aware of like what I do and what I need to continue to work on with my swing.
All right, Blake, I'm gonna let you go. I know you're just finishing your workout and ready to get moving. Appreciate it. We'll chat again soon. Have a safe trip out to Arizona, and man, it'll be good seeing baseball again.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Blake Rutherford, White Sox outfield prospect, here on the Future Sox podcast.